No. Tzaharaim tovim, shtabach shemo. Okay, so we're well within 30 yom kodem hachag. So we have, everybody knows, the first Bet Yosef in Siman Tav Kaf Tet, in Hilchot Pesach, brings down the Ran's famous stira between two very famous gemarot. There's one gemara, Masechet Pesachim Daf Vav, comes up again in Masechet Bechorot, that Shoalin bracket or parentheses vidorshim hilchot pesach kodem la pesach 30 yom, which means you have to start learning or so hilchot pesach 30 days before. Now lechaora ze nistar, there's a gemara that's soter this. Where do you have that?
Megillah
lamed bet, right tail end of Megillah, the gemara brings down vaydaber Moshe et moadei Adonai el bnei Israel, Moshe tiken lem leYisrael shiu dorshim hilchot pesach bapesach hilchot atzeret ba'atzeret hilchot chag b'chag adran alach perek, that's the end of Megillah. Anyway, so it says meforash that you have to be doresh, you learn the halachot on the chag. So the Ran asks in two places, beginning of Masechet Pesachim, also in the beginning of Masechet Megillah, he says, which is it? Stira, 30 yom kodem, or b'chag? So the Ran gives three terutzim. Lema'an ha-seder ha-tov, I'll focus on two of them. The first answer is, he says, you're making a mistake. Look at the girsa. Look at the girsa of the Rif. The girsa of the Rif is, shoalin bi'ilchot ha-pesach, 30, kodem pesach 30. Doesn't say anything about dorshin. What shoalim? There's a halacha. The Gemara says, Masechet Sanhedrin, that if two talmidim come before the Rav and they ask a shayla, yeah, lemina anatchila, what is the answer? Echad shoel ka'inyan, v'echad shoel shelo ka'inyan. He says, you answer the one who shoel ka'inyan. What about the one who shoel shelo ka'inyan? Say, come back later, whatever. Says, now, what's the definition? When do hilchot pesach become shoel ka'inyan? 30 kodem hachag. So that's why it says shoalin. Now start to ask. If you ask about hilchot pesach throughout the year, the Rav can say, you know, come back later. If he wants, he can answer. But if he asks mifora, if he says once 30 yom kodem hachag, you have to answer him. He's considered shoel ka'inyan. That's one. In terms of the drasha, in terms of publicly teaching, expounding, darshaning hilchot pesach, that Moshe tikin lemnei Israel to do it davka b'chag pesach. His third answer, the Ran says, is that really meikar adin by all of them in tovim, it's enough to be doresh on the yom tov itself. Pesach is a little bit different. Pesach, the halachot are so merube, there's, you know, in sof halachot for hilchot Pesach. Bikat chametz, and chametz u'matzah, and bi'ur, and hacharat kelim, afiyat ha-matzot, lel ha-seder, kama v'chama halachot. So there, if you wait until Yom Tov, it's too late, you have to start before. Frek deran, Shavuot, I get. Shavuot, yisrot Yom Tov. What's the shayla?
Sukkot!
Male halachot, says the Ran. You have hilchot sukkah, hilchot lulav. Says the Ran, in spite of all of the tremendous halachot of Ilchot Sukkah v'lulav, Rov ha-sukot ksherim hem, v'rov ha-lulavim ksherim hem, says the Ran. As he says.
Is everything that's the Metzius? And someone that deals with aluminium?
I think so, yeah. I'm not talking in terms of murkav. I'm talking about lulav pasul and nikav and what. Vast majority of arbata manim that you can, yes, ksherim. So therefore over there, even if you learn the relevant halachot only on the chag, it's okay. That's the Ran. And be'emet, if you look at Maran paskins like the Ran, and the Rif, that the girsad gemara, you look in first halacha in Chot Pesach, Tav Kaf Tet, Shoalin, bilchot ha-pesach, kodem pesach, 30 yom. Zero mention of the Rasha. And the very first Biur Halacha in Hilchot Pesach jumps on Maran, and he says, ma pit'om. He says, what suddenly? Well, yeah, anyway. Yeah, he says, Bet Yosef, you're paskening like the Ran and the Rashba? Zo, they're the Ot Yechidaot. Look in all of the other Mefarshim, look at the Girsa, Rashi, Tosfot, Or Zarua, She'iltot, Ba'al Halachot Gedolot, they all say Meforah, Shoalin V'Dorshin. Now, once there's a double Girsa, Shoalin V'Dorshin, this whole shtickle terror falls apart, because what? They have two words. If that's Sheila, then what's Drisha? Obviously, it's a reference to actually learning, actually teaching. And he says, he brings Meforash. He says, look at the language of the She'iltot and the language of Ba'al Halachot Gedolot. Katuv Meforash. Listen to the words. He says, Utlatin yom kame pischa, darshenan bemile de pischa. What's darshenan? לדרוש, כדתניה שואלים, וביותר מבואר כנהדיה בהלכות גדולות, ומקמא פסחה בתלתין יומין, מי ועילה לישראל למגמר מילה דפסחה, והגמורה אנשי ביתה. דתניה שואלים ללכות הפסח, he says, מפורש, they both say, you have to teach, וזה. Okay, now, here is the issue. Yeah.
Shulchan Aruch himself, he doesn't think that you have to learn halachos before, and he's only a shul kinyan.
Correct. Wait, well, he's not saying don't learn halachos before, but I'm going to say nafka min at the end between Maran Zichron Berchan Yabi Omer, it's Chelik Bet Siman Kav Bet, the Bi Omer discusses this, versus the Be'ur Halacha. Nafka min al Dina, what comes out? Everybody agrees you should learn. There's no shayla. The shayla is must you, at the expense of other learning. Hold on. Now, the Bach, and the Gra, and the Chok Yaakov, and many, 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 many other poskim ask, what do you think? According, and by the way, that's the girsa of the Tur and the Rosh as well. They both say Meforash, Shoalin Vedorshin, and that's what it is. Interestingly, the Rama garnished on the Salacha, Lomer Klum. He jumps from this into Ma'ot Chitin, the Minag Ma'ot Chitin, which means the Rama is Maskim Leda'at Maran. Yeah? Lo, Kmo Sheomer Be'ur Halacha, the Rama is Kedat Maran. Now, so he says, I was standing with the Shiva yesterday, and somebody came over to ask a shayla about a certain geiris, what I like in Yanei Rabbanut. And he was speaking about a certain giyoret, or a lady that was pursuing giyoret, and she says how she draws so much inspiration from the luminaries, like Maimonides and Joseph Caro and whatever, and I saw him flinch. I did too, but you what? First name basis? What, like, oh, you mean Maran? You know what I'm saying? Like, Joseph, you serious right now? Like, anyway, Bekitzer. Maze. They don't know any better, but Avan Mikon Makom. Yeah, Maran. Ask Shmuel. Anyway, Bekitzer. Must be cool to have that kind of neshama. Anyway, Bekitzer.
did he give this person Musa?
No. He just flinched. Which is another limud. No, the person himself was just recounting what this other lady said. So he wasn't... Even Maimonides, I get it. It's supposed to be Torah Kavod, but it doesn't do him justice. Rambam, Anishir HaGadol, you know what I'm saying? Like what?
But huh? They made up all the times that people kissed his hand. They made up for that.
I know. But it's good. It's good to be exposed to other cultures because you get, you know, there's a big Amisayan out there. And you got to know... Rashi says in Parashat Pinchas, what did Moshe Rabbeinu daven for in a leader? Yifkod Hashem Elohei Aruchot L'chol Basar, Ish Al Aida, Asher Elech Lefneihem, Asher Avon Lefneihem, Asher Tziyem, Asher Ve, Velo Tiyah Adat Hashem Katzon Asher Elohei Aruchot. What was Moshe Rabbeinu asking for? What's Ish Asher Ruach Bo? What's Ish Asher Ruach? No, he wasn't davening for a son. Moshe Rabbeinu didn't even ask for a son because he knew his son wasn't. Lo B'Shvilo. It's okay. He says, Ish Asher Ruach Bo. Yeah, Kadosh Baruch Hu said, "Kach et Yehoshua binun ish asher ruach bo." Maze, what's ish asher ruach bo? Sheyachol lahaloch keneged ruchos shel kol echad veechad. You can deal with every person's, you know, idiosyncrasies and zachin and whatever. That's a leader. That's a manhig. That was Moshe Rabbeinu. He asked the Kadosh Baruch Hu, "I need somebody who's similar." Kach lecha et Yehoshua binun. He can do the same thing. Anyway.
Does Rabbi think that it's appropriate for Sfarad in Yeshiva to like, let's say, wish them a good Shabbos when he comes? Does Rabbi think it's appropriate they should kiss his hand? Sfarad, I don't think Ashkenazi.
I don't think it's appropriate or inappropriate. I think it's what you feel. I personally, in the confines of an Ashkenazi Yeshiva, would not do it. Because, you know what I'm saying? Uvata ila makom, melamed sha makom gorem. The Gemara says. Anyway, but yeah, you know what I'm saying? When in Rome. You know what I'm saying? So we're kind of in Rome. But anyway, that's so you do what the Romans do, Manasot. But outside, especially when he's in a Sephardi venue, I'll tell you, somebody sent the picture where I was sitting next to him to my father. So my father sent me back a message. It says, Tenashek lo et hayad bishmi. That's what he said.
You kissed his hand?
Huh?
You kissed his hand.
I was over on Kibbutz, but Yichab, it's ingrained. No, I'm saying Be'emet. זה לא צחוק. I'm saying like,
Rabbi thinks that I could have.
That was his gut reaction. תנשק לו את היד.
Rabbi thinks I could have gotten away with it.
No. No. What?
Like yesterday.
I think she may have slapped you for something like that.
Even better.
Yeah, you
better. You should have to make tears to body, you know.
He's an Imran. Anyway, b'kitzer. So, the big question that all the Achronim ask, okay, what do you think this, according to this girsa, we're out of the woods? Okay, let's say Sho'alin v'dorshin, which means according to these poskim, you have to start learning and teaching 30 days before. What do you think, the stira and the gemarot magically went away? Naniach, we have to start learning before. The stira is still there. Harry, the Ran was mitaritz the stira. But according to you, and you want to say, oh, you have to start learning, what about the takana? So which is it? Learning 30. Okay, I hear your girsa, but how did you do anything to resolve the stira? So there are a few basic answers in the Achronim. The Bach and the Gaon, they go one way. They say no. When the Gemara Besof Megillah says Moshe Tikim Lemin Yisrael Ilchot Pesach BePesach, it doesn't necessarily mean BePesach. It means during the tkufa shel Pesach. Dehainu, when does the tkufa of any given Yom Tov start? 30 Yom. 30 Yom and the Chag, that's all the tkufa of Pesach. So really, Hainu Ach, when it says 30 Yom Kodem and on Pesach, Vela Palige. That's all one big tkufa, Yilmedu. That's the Bach and the Gaon.
Which means that for the other Chagim also 30 days before you have to run out.
Nachon, nachon. But then you come back to the Ran, that technically maybe not, because there's not so many halachot. Mm-hmm. But if, again, the Ran is l'shitato. The Ran l'shitato, right, who says that you don't really have to. He's the one who says that you don't really ever have to expound. It's only a din in the she'ela, according to one. But whatever. Naniach, yeah.
Why is there two different gifts? Like Mahot saying basically the same thing. And it formulated very differently.
Yeah, it's a, you know. Yeah, yeah, the Gemara sometimes does that.
Right, well,
מקום הניחו לו להתגדר. You know, sometimes you find that the Gemara, דברי תורה עניים במקום אחד ועשירים במקום אחר. Sometimes in one place it's not so מפרש, in the other place מפרש יותר. That's that. So the Chok Yaakov, you know, it's Chok Yaakov. The Gaon of Yaakov Reischer. He was the מחבר of ספר תורת השלמים, and also שאלות ותשובות שבות יעקב. היה גאון אדיר. Anyway, איזה פוסקים יש לנו שאתה בחשב? איזה גאונים, איזה תנת חכמים, איזה גדולי עונה. See, we don't. Sfaradim Ashkenazim.
You know which one?
Torah Sashlamim.
On your day. Which Jewish did you
write? Shevut Yaakov.
Who are Chalkas Yaakov?
No, that was much later. That was Rav Yaakov, from Tzirich. Chalkas Yaakov was Rav Breish, yeah. That was Achronei Zmanenu. I'm talking about Kadmonim. So Chok Yaakov is on Ilchot Pesach. So he says, the Bir Halacha quotes him, and he says, actually, last night when I was sitting with the Reshiva, I said all that we spoke a lot in learning, everything was in Ashkenaz. I was amazed. I didn't do the Yiddish, but whatever, but I flipped the switch. So he's like, oh, you can do that. Anyway, but yeah, I'm like, yeah, I can. Anyway, I can't. For emergencies only, you know what I'm saying? No. So, I'm shooting myself in the foot because once I prove I can do it, so now, Stase Kolazman, answer. No, why would I not want to talk like Moshe Rabbeinu? Now he says, so, yeah. So the Chok Yaakov, v'nei b'Chok Yaakov v'heri davar chadash l'taretz b'ze kushiyat kol ha'acharonim, and he says, d'ita v'Yerushalmi perek alef dipsachim alacha alef, shualin b'lchot Pesach b'Pesach 30 yom, atzedet ba'atze v'chule, b'vet va'ad shualin kodem 30 yom, which means, he says what? In a public forum, b'vet va'ad, Yeshiva, Beis Medrash, Shul, whatever it is, that's the din of 30 Yom. What about privately learning? Privately learning, Ish kol ish ish v'ish b'veto, that's only on Pesach. So he wants to make a chiluk where the learning is being done. Is it being done in a public forum? In Yeshiva, Beis Medrash, whatever, that's 30 Yom Kodem. If it's private learning, Moshe Tikin Lem Yisrael, it says, Moshe Tikin Lem Yisrael is whom, says the Yerushalmi? Kol ish v'ish b'veto, that's on Pesach. That's the Chok Yaakov. And many Achronim and the Bura Lacha, they all jump on this Chok Yaakov. We don't find any mention, this Yerushalmi, fine. But the Bavli doesn't make any distinction between Bevet HaVa'ad, Shelo Bevet HaVa'ad, HaVa'ad, Beveto, doesn't say anything. It just says, Lilmod. And therefore it's quite clear that the Bavli disagrees with the Yerushalmi about this Chiluk, and therefore the Bura Lacha was Doche, this Chiluk, based on the Yerushalmi from the Chok Yaakov. He says it's not true. Therefore, להלכה ולמעשה, comes out, according to the Biur Halacha, that there is, לאחינו אשכנזים, a חובה לשקוד וללמוד, not only to be דורש, but also to be לומד, הלכות פסח. Now here's the big shaila. You're in yeshiva, you have a very, very rigorous learning schedule. You have your sedarim, you have your shir and chazara, and extracurricular limudim, but, you know, hopefully, Baruch Hashem, your day is completely maxed out of even a spare moment to learn Hilchot Pesach right now. מה עושים? נכון? According to the Mishnah Berurah, הלכה למעשה, you would have to shift, you'd have to drop some other limud for the time being and focus davka on Hilchot Pesach for, doesn't say for how long, but at least for a portion of the day, you must be עוסק בלחות פסח. Laf, meaning, even at the expense of other limudim.
Even one halakha day is good enough.
נגיד, everybody based on what they're, you know, כל השונה הלכות בכל יום, you know, two הלכות, that's for עמי הארץ. More, if you're not עמי הארץ, you have to learn more.
Everything is, it's daily?
Yeah, בדי.
And every single day.
What's the shayla? 30 יום, you need all 30, why were חזל מתקן 30 יום? Because you need to maximize, capitalize on all 30 יום, so that you're able to come to Pesach, especially Pesach, like the Ran says that the, now, granted, it's true, many of the ilchot chametz u'matzah, if you're not being osik ba'afiyat ha'matzot, it's not, you still have to learn it, it's a big Torah out there, you know what I'm saying? But most people are not osik ba'afiyat matzah, most people are not osik so much b'ilchot haga'alat kelim, you have to know how to kasher a kitchen, but like, many of these halachot are not so, like, k'tzirat ha'shibolim and the chitim for matzah, you ever saw a stalk of wheat in your, you know what I'm saying? Like, what? No, I'm saying. So focus on the halachot that are more bdikat chametz and mechirat chametz. What a beautiful siman. Eze siman yafe. What a lamdash siman. Siman taf memchet. Hilchot mechirat chametz. Kol hakinyanim and all of the mechanisms. Wow. That's super lamdash. You have choshen mishpat smack in the middle of hilchot pesach. Eze hana'a. Eze metikut. So look in siman taf memchet. Eze yofi. Yeah. Kibel alav acharayut. You have the whole, all three babot in taf memchet. You know what I'm saying? It's big stuff. We were hacking last night in the Reshiva about what changes this year for Erev Pesach Chal Yod B'Shabbat between Sfaradim and Ashkenazim.
Matzah
Shira? Erev, on Shabbat itself, Mechirat Chametz, all the differences, Sfaradim and Ashkenazim, all the Shinuim that we have this year. Bezat Hashem, I'll speak about it as we get closer. I heard his anagot, he heard my, a very nice, nice thing. Anyway, but Maran Zichron Baruch Hu, Yabia Omer, Chelek Bet, disagrees with Biur Halacha, and he says, Ma Pitom? First of all, he brings another, about 15 Rishonim, the Biur Halacha called the Ran and the Rashba, the Ayichida'ah, in the Poskim against all of this. He brings many, many more Rishonim to back up the Ran and the Rashba, who the Bet Yosef Paskins like, besides for the Rif, obviously, also. Nevertheless, he says, Meforash, obviously, everybody should brush up on Hilchot Pesach, because Liot Kol Ish Sorev Rebeto, you have to know what to do in your house. Aval, Mikol Makom, to, if you have a packed learning schedule, to be mechuyav, like the Biur Halacha holds, to drop a part of your limud, letovat, limud psachim, he says that's not a chiyuv. It's a nice thing to do, it's, you gotta come prepared, but to drop your seder that you don't have to do, l'da'at manan. That's the nafkamina l'dina. Understand?
Does Mishnah Berurah say this, or is only Biur Halacha that it's a chiyuv?
The Biur Halacha, no, the Biur Halacha.
Why does he say Mishnah Berurah?
He doesn't say everything Mishnah Berurah.
Biur Halacha is clearly a maskana.
Yeah, you have to learn. You have to learn. You must be mefane zman l'inmod ilchot Pesach. Kol echad.
Everything that's a din in the public, let's say a rav gives a shir every week. Everything that the rav
no, daily.
To change.
Oh, I don't know if he's mechuyav.
I mean, let's say the rav gives a, like, it's in a town, the rav gives a shir on Shabbos.
I don't think it's, maybe you should, you know, even, this is what I do when I give a shir on Shabbos. So even if it's a regular shir on the parasha or whatever, throw in. You know, something, parpiraot on Pesach, קצת הלכות, קצת מדרשים. You know, להיות מושך לב העם. מרן זכרון לברכה was a master at that. Whenever he gave a shir, מרן זכרון לברכה. מי לנו גדול ממרן? So he would pull, like, suck people into the מתיקות התורה. And he would get, it was infectious. He would suck you in, and you'd get ממש, להבדיל אלף אלפי הבדלות, ממש, you'd get, you'd become a shtick מתיקות התורה. I'll tell you a story. One time, Gaon Rabbi Meir Mazuz, he moved to from Tunisia to Eretz Yisrael when he was 39. I think in the 60s or whatever. There's his father was assassinated, unfortunately. The Ish Matzliach was assassinated in Tunisia by Arabs. And then after that, the family decided to move. They made Aliyah to Eretz Israel. He lived in Bnei Brak. He was a tremendous gaon at that point, but not so many people knew. He didn't build the yeshiva yet. Yeah. So they said he had known about Maran Zichron Bracha from the Sfarim and whatever. At that point, Maran Zichron Bracha used to come and give a weekly shiur in Bnei Brak. In one of the Bet Knesset over there. Bet Knesset HaMashadim in Bnei Brak. That's what it was called. I don't know why, but there was some sort of Mashadi shul in Bnei Brak. Anyway, and he would come and give, I think it was on Tuesdays or whatever, Tuesday nights, he would give a shiur over there. And Rav Mazuz for Tkufa used to come. I heard this story over from him. Rav Mazuz came home one time, and his eyes were all dazed, and he looked like on a high. And his wife asked, "Is everything okay? Where were you? What's going on? Like, what's going on?" So he said, "I just heard a shiur. Is it Rav Ze Yishtabach Shemo? Is it Rav?" He went to shiur of Maran Zichron Bracha. He says, "Chavan shelo mevim oto lebet hakvarot." He says, "Chavan, they don't bring him to the cemetery." She said, "What are you saying?" He says, no. He should come and give his drashot bevet hakvarot. You have tchiyat metim, merov simchat ve'ahavat haTorah. All the metim yakumu miad veze. That's what he said. Just from the mid, the Gemara says, "How is a Kadosh Baruch Hu going to be mechayim metim?" Kital orot talecha va'aretz refaim tapil. The pasuk says. The Gemara says meforash that when a person falls asleep while learning and he drools, HaKadosh Baruch Hu collects that drool when a person's learning and he's going to sprinkle on him la'atid lavo v'kacha yachaya oto. Davka. Tchiyat ha-metim comes through vis-a-vis Talmud Torah. Metikut ha-Torah. Kital orot talecha v'aretz refaim tapil. Eze Torah metuka. Eze Torah yishara yishtabach shemo. HaKadosh Baruch Hu natan lanu chemda. כלי חמדה, אוצר חני כלי חמדה. מתנה וחי העולם אתה בטוחים ישתבח שמו. ברוך אדוני לעולם המדע.
Falling asleep when you're safer is not in the confusion.
What? What?
Falling asleep when you're safer by accident is good. On purpose is it?
I don't know on purpose, but the Gemara also says, "Kol ha-yoshen bevet ha-midrash, Torato na'aset lo kira'im kira'im." Shneimar kira'im talbish tenuma.
It's a good thing that kira'im means
no, get torn up. Torn into pieces.
Oh, it's better than Maran Mefarash. Talmud Chacham is
not allowed to, but you should try not to.
Even in Shein Asara, you put your head
you
down.
You
go back to the Maran and sleep for
longer.
Yeah. Nahon. Yeah, so he
says he says in Chol Bet HaKnesset.
Sleep for longer.
Try to minimize it.
You try so to it's minimize. Not like Al Pidin. You know what I mean? I think Hashkafah, try to avoid it.